Chapter 3. Positive Loyalty. For such an expert bluffer at cards and in life, Dwight Eisenhower possessed a face that was surprisingly easy to read. His features were animated, mobile, and all too expressive, in the opinion of the president's most eloquent speechwriter, Emmett Hughes. On the trip back from Korea in December 1952, aboard the Navy cruiser USS Helena, Hughes watched as Eisenhower's Secretary of State designate, John Foster Dulles, droned on about the nature of the communist threat and then answered, at legalistic length, policy questions from Ike's advisors gathered around a green baize table. Keeping an eye on Eisenhower, Hughes could clearly see that Dulles bored his new boss. Time after time, wrote Hughes, Eisenhower showed, in his face and mannerisms, gestures of impatience made almost more plain by his half-successful efforts to suppress them. His reactions were always the same, the brisk nodding of the head, in a manner designed to nudge a slow voice faster onward towards some obvious conclusion, the restless rhythm of the pencil tapping his knee, the slow glaze across the blue eyes, signaling the end of all mental contact, and finally, the patient fixing of the eyes on the most distant corner of the ceiling. In the Helena instance, the president's eyes remained steadily focused on that corner. Hughes thought the partnership of Eisenhower and Dulles would surely break, most probably within a year or two. A memorably erroneous conclusion, Hughes would later acknowledge. Dulles, 64, was a messianic moralist, or often posed like one. Raised in remote upstate New York, the son of a clergyman, he had been required to learn large segments of The Pilgrim's Progress by heart. He spoke slowly, almost painfully, pausing in mid-sentence, one eye twitching, his mouth opening and closing, his lawyer's mind sifting and searching for the precise word. Dulles's Presbyterian rectitude and as many tics were a source of fun among his subordinates, who, as historian Michael Beschloss relates, enjoyed this story about his persistent blink. Once, in a foreign hotel, with a twitch of the eye, he was said to have asked a room service waiter for some bottled water. The waiter returned with a tray of liquor. "No," said Dulles, another twitch. "I said I would like some."